You're listening to the TalkCast podcast with Jordan Adler. It starts right now on your favorite podcast network. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to another podcast of the TalkCast podcast. I am Jordan Adler. This is episode 21. And today, from the title of this podcast, you're probably wondering, what are you up to now, Jordan? And that is, I have a very inspiring dude right here, right beside me. He has been through thick and thin. He's been through a lot, and he has a miraculous story to tell us all. So, please let me welcome gospel singer and comedian and influence speaker, Mr. Vincent Rutley, to the podcast.
Yo, what's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. Just hanging out here with you.
Yeah, man. I had a great day with you so far, and I really appreciate you for having me, man. It's an honor.
It's been an honor all day today. We just got done doing the 2019 Jimmy Awards.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. You did a great performance.
Thank you.
You sing two beautiful songs, and I think that will touch a lot of lives.
Thank you so much, bro. I mean, that means a lot to me, man. I'm really humbled and honored to hear that, man.
You've been through a lot in your life that has put you in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And just like me, and that's what makes us have stuff in common. We have the wheelchair in common, but we have good looks in common too.
Yeah, we got good looks. In case y'all didn't know, you better go Google them. Google my boy J Man. We some handsome dudes over here.
Thank you. And I figured now, since I'm interviewing inspirational people,
yeah,
I started a series where I just want to inspire people, and I did one. If you guys missed that one, the first one was about Jessica G with her amazing weight loss journey. She lost a lot of weight and it was amazing. That one was very inspiring to do. So here we are. So let's start off by telling us a little bit about what you do and how you got involved in music and your comedy and all that.
Well, I started off, man, I come from a musical family. My father's a bishop and a pastor back home in Michigan. Shout out to my dad, Bishop Rosell Rutley, and he passed the church over to my brother. One of my second eldest brother, Pastor Derek Rutley at Berea Family Tabernacle of Faith. Shout out to my family in Michigan. Love y'all. And it's five boys, man. So I got four brothers, and we grew up singing together, harmonizing and writing together, and eventually that evolved into us all individually writing and producing music. So I got four gifted brothers, man, that all write and produce their own music now as well. They travel, they sing, and they're just amazing influences, man. So that's when music got started for us. We grew up listening to some of the gospel greats like the Winans, the Clark Sisters, Commission, Fred Hammond, Marvin Sapp, Men of Standard. These guys were some groups that in gospel that really inspired us to do more than just sing at church.
Yeah.
You know, and they inspired us to write and put our own music out. Honestly, to be honest with you, J-Man, I never had confidence musically in myself to be a solo artist too recently, and that's been a new venture for me. I'm really excited about that. Back in like probably, I want to say 2006-7, right after high school for me, I started taking over the drama team at my church. And
nice.
I was writing the scripts. The scripts turned into plays, and they got bigger and bigger. So I started off doing drama there at my church when I was like 19 years old. And then it kind of expanded from the church to going out to Detroit and producing my own stuff, writing my own stuff, acting in everybody else's stage plays. So that evolved. Acting was my first love. And I always got casted to do the comedy relief role. Always. So after a while, people were like, you need to do stand-up. And I'm like, no, man, I can't do stand-up. It's too hard. I'd rather just act with all these people. And they was like, you need to try it. I tried it one time. I got bit by the bug. I fell in love with it. Started doing stand-up about 2010. And at that time, I was traveling a little bit, man. And acting and singing and writing and producing and all that stuff. And that's when my car didn't happen. Right at the end of 2011, which just so happened to be 3 months after I met the love of my life. I met her,
yeah.
Fell in love with her, was getting ready to get married, just proposed to her. 3 weeks after I proposed to her, got in a car accident, man, that I'm paralyzed from mid chest down, basically from the neck down. And it's been a journey, man, but I'm just blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be able to get back to doing all of those things that I love to do.
Yeah.
When it comes to the arts and just connecting with all these wonderful people that God has blessed me to meet, like my man J-Man.
Yeah.
So it's been a tough journey, but it's also been very rewarding. And it's been exciting, man. I met so many awesome people that I wouldn't have met if it wasn't for the accident and wasn't for the wheelchair. So God is good, life is good, and I really can't complain, man.
And I've been wanting to have like a friend where I can bond with and have stuff in common that I'll be able to help with, and so it's great.
It's good
to have you.
It's a done deal, bro. You my little brother now.
I am.
And I'm definitely looking forward to more fellowship and just hanging out with my guy. If y'all don't know about this guy, man, this is an awesome dude to know. Very inspiring, awesome spirit, humble dude. You're not gonna meet nobody like that. That's just like so chill. He laid back. He cool. He fresh. He all that stuff. Everything you can look. Everything you would want in a friend. J-Man has that. So I'm blessed, man.
Thank you.
I'm not lucky, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be friends with you, bro.
Me too.
It's a good connection.
Yeah.
It's a good connection.
And we actually hooked up on Instagram.
Yep. Sometime last year.
Yeah.
I was putting out my first single. I was putting out my first single and saw your radio show on Instagram and reached out to you. I inboxed you, I think, and said, "Hey man, new artist from Detroit, Michigan. I live here in Phoenix now. So you got a radio show? Can I send over my single?" And J-Man said, "Dude, of course. You know, very inspiring story. Let's connect." Sent him the song, and thank God he liked it. You know, that's a worry. A lot of new artists worry. If people are going to really just enjoy our music, and to know that you enjoyed it and then gave me a chance, man, by putting me on the radio station and now doing the award show with you today, man. So it just get better and better, dude.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And we're going to hang out outside of the radio and enjoy life together.
Definitely. I see you got some Diamondback posters in here. We're going to go to a Diamondback game. Arizona Diamondback and root for those guys. Hopefully, if we both show up, they'll be lucky enough to win.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. So I want to get further into that day where you just went in your car driving along. All of a sudden, you get crashed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to get further into that story.
It was a difficult day, man. You know, I didn't expect it to happen. Nobody expects to get in a car accident.
No.
Nobody wakes up and say, you know, I just might get into a freak car accident today. You know, that was it was a shocker. But like a regular day, went to work, you know, and got off work and, you know, had a couple of tasks to do. But while I was ripping and running, my baby brother contacted me and said, "Hey, man, my battery drained on the car." And it literally cut off while he was on the highway.
Oh, man.
And literally it just drained and he pulled off to the side of the highway. He was able to make it all the way to the side.
Oh, that's good.
But he called me like, "Man, you know, traffic is coming. I need to get a jump so I can get this car out of here." I said, "You know what? I'm on my way. I'm not far from where you are." And excuse me. And I jumped in my pickup truck at the time and I pulled out there to him. Pulled up and pulled up behind him at first, and I said, "Okay, what I gotta do is I gotta jump you, and in order to do that I gotta face, you know, of course our trunk's gotta face,
yeah,
and the hood's gotta face." And I said, "I'll wait the traffic clears and I'll pull out on the highway and make a quick turnaround in this highway so I can come to the side and face you." He was outside of the truck watching traffic to make sure it cleared, and it did. So he waved me down and said, perfect, it's open, you know, come on. As soon as I get out in the highway, man, I go out to the fast lane and go to make my U-turn. And this truck came off the exit going like 75, 80 miles per hour, and they T-boned my truck right in the side, almost knocked my truck in half. The gas tank flew off, and my body jerked around from the driver's seat to the passenger seat. Hit my head on the top of the you know, the panel on the passenger side, busted my head wide open, man, and snapped my neck. And you know, I didn't see the car coming. I didn't hear any horns, anything. So thank God I don't have memories of the actual accident. I just woke up in the hospital, and when I woke up, the doctors told me, they said, you're paralyzed, and you're going to pretty much be a vegetable for the rest of your life. I couldn't hardly talk. I had a big neck brace. I had a halo on my head to keep my neck in place, and I couldn't eat for weeks, so I lost 60 pounds right away. And as scary as it was, I had no doubt that I would eventually heal. And be able to get stronger and walk again. No doubts, man. Like, even to this day, it's been 7.5 years, and I have gained all of my nerve regeneration throughout my body. That means I can feel the positioning and I can feel the weight of my body. I just don't feel the actual touch yet on the skin. So if you were to rub my leg,
you can't touch.
Exactly. Yeah. But the pressure, like, so if something was on my lap, I could feel the pressure.
Oh.
But I just can't feel the actual skin touch yet. That's the final part of the healing process.
Yeah.
And when that comes in, it also involves movement.
That will take time, too.
And it takes time to build up that strength. However, I'm still optimistic. I still have faith. I still believe that, you know, God is healing my body. And, I'm just excited, man, to continue to walk this journey and, you know, just be the best example that I can be of human mankind while the healing process is taking place.
This is my question. Can you feel your own skin? If you, like, do this, can you feel your
hand?
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can still feel my own skin for sure. Yeah, it's just like from where I was paralyzed at, the nerve regeneration has come back, so I feel the muscles.
Yeah.
I feel my body moving and everything like that. I just don't have the actual voluntary movement to lift my legs. I don't have the touch. So I'm paralyzed from mid-chest down. So if I rub any of that skin, I don't have the sensitivity of the skin feel yet. But I have the muscles or the pressure. You push down and I can feel the weight in my body. But skin touch on my arms, I can feel all of that. Face, chest, shoulders, back, I can feel all of that. But just past like the mid chest, everything's like pins and needles. Which once again, the doctors will tell you, if you feel that pins and needles, that's the nerves trying to feel their connections and waking up. So once again, this is very discomforting, but I've gotten used to the discomfort to the point to where it's no longer a bother. So the healing process has taken place, and it's all good, man. It's all good. Hopefully the next time we have a major radio connect, we'll be talking about the process of me going from the wheelchair back to my feet.
Yeah. You have that on your Facebook. You want to get out your wheelchair and walk.
Yep. That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to get back to my feet, and it's going to happen.
For me, I tried that. I used to walk and... I used to run in Walmart. Can you believe that? I used to run in Walmart, but I didn't get no therapy in time, and my muscles all tensed up and to a point where it was hard for me to even stand up without breaking a bone or a muscle.
Yeah.
So I just say, you know what? I tried doing therapy, and it just wasn't for me. So I'm just gonna do my own therapy and just live my life. As is.
Yeah.
And I love my life as in the wheelchair. I'm afraid of heights. So I think if I did stand up and walk, I'll be terrified.
You got you.
for being up that high.
Exactly, yeah. You know? What are you, about 6'5"?
I'm about 4'8". 4'8" or 4'9".
You could have went for it. You could have went for the 6'5".
6'5". Oh yeah, I would definitely take that. You're what? You're probably 6'5", right?
I'm more like 6 foot. Yeah, about 6 feet.
Yeah, you're taller than me. I thought it was a little bit close in height.
Yeah.
Wow. But you do a lot of stuff to exercise your body.
Yeah. I'm in the gym. I go 4 days a week. I have a strength trainer, and I'm working on cardio. I'm working on my stomach. I'm working on my arms. I do a lot of working on my arms. I actually recently lost 20 pounds in the last, I want to say, a month and a half or so.
Wow.
And my goal is, I got about 30 more pounds to go to be at my goal weight. I'm not going to say what that goal weight is, because then y'all guess how heavy I was. But I'm just excited to know that I'm going in the right direction. My wife and I started this health challenge that we've been doing, eating better and working out consistently. I lost 20 pounds so far, and she's lost about 20 as well. So, you know, got to take care of our bodies, man.
Yeah.
Especially being in the wheelchair, it's three times harder to keep up with, you know, weight and being physically fit.
You gotta move around a lot.
There's a lot of moving around you gotta do.
You can't stay in one position.
Exactly. You know it. You get it. Yeah. So, I've been doing a whole lot of moving. I'm working out, like, the days I do work out, I'm working out like twice a day. So I'm getting all my cardio in. It's strengthening me, and it's also helping me lose weight. So it's a work in progress, but I feel like I'm going in the right direction. So.
And you're involved in the in the wheelchair rugby.
Yeah. I recently just joined the wheelchair rugby team over here in Arizona at Ability 360. I believe the team is called the Heat, and it's in the off season now. I just joined, so I'll be doing training all summer. And hopefully, when the season starts up in the fall, I'll be on the team, man.
Maybe I'll come and see and check it out.
I'm gonna make sure you come and check it out. I'm gonna make sure. It ain't no maybe. You gonna be on the front row seat ticket, brother.
Check it out.
It's gonna be good. So that's all that stuff has been helping towards.
And recently, my counselor actually looked up all that fight for me, like Billy 360, like wheelchair rugby and tennis and all this stuff.
I went out there the other day. I was training for rugby, and I saw the wheelchair soccer team practicing.
Yeah.
I honestly think that you can go out there, and I think you not only you'll have a ball, but I think you would kill it, man. I really do. I think you would kill it.
Maybe in the soccer.
Yeah, I'm gonna push for you. I'm gonna push you to come down and check it out. Yeah. Check out the soccer. That way, your big brother Vince will be doing the rugby, and then my little brother George will be on the soccer team. We'll go over there and take over.
Yeah, man. Work out together.
Work out together, man. That's the plan.
So what? Maybe this rail thing won't hold up, and I'll just join an athlete team.
Do it. No, do both.
Or do both.
I think it'd be dope for you to be a star on the soccer, and then come back and tell everybody on the radio
about it
and then keep them involved
and then interview people on my podcast all at the same time.
You can do it, man. You can do it, brother.
It sounds good. It sounds a lot of stuff to keep busy.
I'm rooting for you. I think sometimes just having that busyness and being on a team again, the camaraderie, man,
I love staying busy.
Me too. Me and you both.
It's better.
Keep our minds at peace.
Yeah, it's better to stay busy than depressed.
You don't have to worry about your problems when you start constantly busy. So
yeah.
It's a good deal. Busy, getting stronger, all at the same time. I say let's go for it.
Now, I just can't get over of your fiance loving you as who you was now as who you are now.
Exactly. I honestly feel that anybody else, J-Man,
That's hard to find.
I feel like anybody else probably would have left me, because they'd have just been scared about how to handle having a husband that supposedly, like the doctor said, supposed to be paralyzed for the rest of his life. Just engaged. She could have left.
Man. Yeah, she could have.
She could have took her purse and her money and said, "Listen, I love you. I love you so much, but I can't see myself marrying a quadriplegic, not a paraplegic, a quadriplegic, which means all my arms and my legs were affected by that accident. But for her to sit there in that hospital as my fiance and say, no matter how bad your situation is, I still love you and I believe you are my husband. And she married me in the hospital.
In the hospital.
Before I can even get out and get home.
That just gives me chills, man.
That I do to me, man. It gives me, every time I think about it, bro, it, that's one conversation that can actually easily bring tears to my eyes because I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that she had such a heart to look out for me. And to this day, she is my best friend in the entire world. We don't fight, we don't fuss, we don't argue.
Wow.
She is my best friend. She has my back. She sung background for me today during the award ceremony.
She did. If you want to see what she looks like, you can just go to Facebook and check it out.
She's the most beautiful woman in the room.
Big shout out to her.
Big shout out to my wife, Larice Diane Rutley.
Larice Diane Rutley.
I love you, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my queen, man.
And shout out to everyone that's listening to this podcast.
Yes, shout out
to y'all. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on iTunes. We are on, we're about to be on Spotify. We're on Mixcloud. We're on Audio Boom. We're everywhere.
Y'all check it out, man.
Check
y'all
it out.
Make sure y'all stay tuned to my boy. He got some amazing things coming up.
And where can they find you at?
You guys can go search me up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at The Rutley Music. That's V as in Vince, and then the last name is Rutley Music. No spaces, no dashes, all one word. The Rutley Music. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can go just search me on YouTube, Vincent Rutley. It's VincentRutley. Or you can even go to the website and follow through the journey at therutleymusic.com.
And I'll be sure to put all those links in the description of this podcast.
Yes, they will. And I'll make sure he has all those links so that he can put them in the description to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. You know it. Just how can you come from being on a award show into coming to a podcast?
When you know people like J-Man, you got it like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm VIP today.
Yeah, really?
I feel like we just rolling with the big dogs today. We go from an award show
to a podcast.
Amazing fun in the award show. Amazing people. People are online commenting, just connecting with us.
It was amazing.
I got friend requests already on Facebook because of the award show.
Wow.
Thanks to my brother J-Man. And right after that, you know, got a chance to eat a little bit, take some pictures, and now we're on the podcast. We rolling today, man.
We took a picture.
Me and you gotta get our picture. That's the first thing I'm posting on social media today. It's going down.
It's going down for real. Yeah, totally. Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast, man.
You're my brother. This won't be the last time, man. I'm sure. This is just the beginning of many things that we're gonna do together.
Oh. And I love it, man.
I'm just excited to know you, bro.
Me too.
I'm excited to know you, man.
Yeah. And I am actually excited to help you, you know, because you said you had a hard time transferring.
Yep.
So I'm gonna try to help you with that.
Yeah,
Since I have a little bit more experience with it.
Exactly.
21 years of experience. Because I just got in a wheelchair when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
So I went with my mom. I used to sit on her armrest on her chair. I went everywhere with her for the first 3 years of my life. Then I finally got my wheelchair.
Wow.
And I knew how to parallel park and everything. And they're like, my mom was like, how does he know that? And the doctor was like, well, he has seen you do it. He knows.
Studied and watched her. Smart kid. I'm looking forward to learning a lot from you, man. I really am.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, yeah, this is, what about your comedy acts?
Have you been
doing that?
Since I've been here to Arizona, which has been a year and a half, I haven't done a lot. I haven't done any comedy because the amazing thing is in Detroit, everybody knew me for that. So
yeah,
I was getting calls like every weekend, you know, to perform in Detroit. But once I moved here, I'm in a place where nobody really knew me or my talents. So the good thing about that was it gave me the opportunity to focus and tune in on the music. Because that's something I wouldn't have been able to do in Detroit. I was so busy with comedy and stage plays, I wouldn't have broke loose those gifts.
And
just to focus on the music.
And I thought Detroit is like one of the major states that are like music, really big in music.
Huge, huge on music.
Like jazz music, right?
Yep, jazz music, gospel music.
Yeah.
Even hip hop. But remember, see, for me, I grew up singing with my brothers. So anytime I sung in Detroit, I was with those guys.
Oh, got it.
So now that I moved to Arizona, I was able to work on my single, my solo music. So it's been, music has been in me, but it's Arizona transitioned me to from group to solo. So now we're doing solo music, and it's going to actually tap back into me getting back into comedy here and stage plays here. But music was just my introduction to Arizona.
And you said, like, on social media, you said that you're like a influence speaker too.
I love doing motivational speaking. I'll be in Baker College in Royal Oak, Michigan next Friday.
Nice.
I'll be down there speaking to the therapy students there. And, you know, I love going in there. They always take good care of us. And it's a great connection because they really get to learn about the type of work that they're going to be getting into and learn from a quadriplegic that's, you know, been doing it for 7.5 years. And learn about my progress and, you know, just get to inspire them with my story. And we're doing a Q&A. So I think I'm going to do more Q&As. I think I'm going to do more.
They're fine, huh?
Get online, just let people just ask questions. I love being able to be open. I'm an open book. I'm very transparent. My wife and I are both really open. And we love helping other couples. We love helping other people.
Hey, you actually do a Facebook Live thing?
I got my
Motivation Mondays, right?
I'm going to have you come on.
Or Miracle Mondays. Was it Miracle Mondays or Motivation Mondays?
Miracle Talk Mondays.
Miracle Talk Mondays, that's it.
We do that every Monday. And now it evolved from me going on there just talking about the miraculous that has been in my life. Now I bring on guests and we talk about their lives and their inspirations and their stories. So my man J-Man should be coming on within a month or so.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our live face-to-face. That's going to be a ball, man. That's going to be a blast. When you come on there on that's my regular Facebook. That's the Vincent Rutley Facebook. And every Monday, man, we're on there telling amazing stories.
Nice.
I just host it. You know, I get on there and I just open up the floor and I let the people come on and tell their own stories. And we flow, man. So
what time do you do that on Mondays?
The set time we do is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is
like 5
p.m. Mountain Time, and then Central, I believe that's 7. But sometimes it fluctuates depending on my guest. But the main set time we do is 5 o'clock Arizona time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's the set time right now.
Okay. Yep. Cool. And that's on your personal Facebook or is that on your?
Yep, that's my personal Facebook. That's on the Vincent Rutley Facebook page. And the Vincent Rutley Facebook page is attached to my V Rutley music page as well.
Okay.
So if you find one, you can find them both.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's awesome. Okay, so if you could travel the world and sing with whoever you want to sing, who would it be and where would it be?
Oh man, that's a good one. I got a couple of I'm not sure if you guys are familiar
with
any.
Just feel like little silly questions.
That's cool. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with any gospel artists out there. If you haven't heard of this guy, you could look him up. I would want to travel with William McDowell.
He's an amazing
gospel singer. He's a worshiper. And he has a very special gift. He has a beautiful heart for people, man, and for God. And I just love his writing ability and how he connects with the people. The atmosphere is shifted. It's not your average. He doesn't do concerts. He does experiences.
Yeah, that's what they're called. Yeah.
And I would love to travel. And I would go anywhere with William McDowell. If he did a concert in Afghanistan, I would go.
Wow.
Like, I would literally love
Paris.
To be a part of his
That'd
camp.
Be cool.
Paris. Oh, my goodness.
That'd be beautiful.
If I had to find a spot, I would want to do a Caribbean tour with William McDowell.
I would love to do an interview on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
That's just me.
That'd be sweet, man.
That's just me.
Would be William McDowell, and I would want to do a Caribbean cruise. That would be my ultimate.
I would love to be on a cruise.
We have to go one day.
I've never been.
I look forward to going to a cruise with my wife. I'm going to take her on a cruise maybe sometime next year. So that would be my first time.
Nice.
That would be my first time.
Awesome. Well, that would do it for this podcast. Hope you guys did enjoy. Make sure to subscribe if you are new to the podcast. And make sure to follow all of our social media. Facebook is The Talkcast. And follow me on social media, Jordan Adler Hosts, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Jordan Adler Hosts. Also, my Miss Cloud is Jordan Adler Hosts as well, where I post these at. So, I will see you guys next time on the next podcast, which will be with the David Bowers. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yes.
So, look out for that. I'll see you guys next time. Any last words or shout-outs you want
to
say?
Shout out to my beautiful wife, Larice Rutley. I gave her a shout out before, and shout out again. Shout out to my team, Shalonda Knox, and my bro, AJ Mensa, and my sister, Tiffany Mensa. I love you guys.
Shout Amber, Amber,
my assistant, and my aide, Amber. She's amazing, Amber Poole. And also shout out to my new manager, Griff. Love you, brother. Looking forward to traveling the world with you, man. We about to do some amazing things for the kingdom of God. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Connect with me. I love to connect with you as not fans, but as family. Talk to y'all soon.
Peace out from us.
Peace.
Peace.
We hope you enjoyed that episode of The Talkcast. If you did, make sure to subscribe today and follow Jordan all over social media to stay updated in the loop at Jordan Adler Host on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you for listening to The Talkcast podcast with Jordan Adler.